What's good about it? The pervasiveness of our ignorance is reinforced by our inability to forecast even a few years ahead. Economists' forecasts of GDP growth are notoriously inaccurate, and there is no evidence that forecasting is getting better. Modern economics makes the heroic assumption that we act as if we have probabilities over all future outcomes, but we don't. Heuristics work roughly well up to the point when unknown unknowns kick in, often called Knightian uncertainty or black swans. Extrapolating from what has worked in the past is potentially very dangerous, given that the past has brought us to the current environmental cliff edge. It is hard to think of any shock that is unforeseeable in general. Tsunamis, pandemics, asteroids, sudden methane escapes from the tundra, volcanoes, and severe weather. These are all shocks that we can prepare for. Uncertainty is pervasive, and it requires that the sustainable economy is designed around it. To sum up, start with an assumption of radical uncertainty and then work out how best to organise the economy and the wider open society to embed trial and error, human ingenuity and entrepreneurial forces. Governments, committees and advisers are not better than markets. Nuclear, wind and solar are all near-zero marginal cost technologies. Zero marginal cost will define the cost structures of the sustainable economy. Consumption is a fashion which thrives in the context of low social capital. There is more to life than spending, and turning economics away from pure consumerism towards citizens shifts the focus dramatically. Attitudes to saving and spending vary hugely. The Victorians started with thrift and ethics and a deep fear of debt. In German, the word Schuld means both debt and guilt. The two meanings are conflated. Meanwhile, modern monetary theory, or MMT, bolsters the case for quantitative easing and unlimited fiscal expansion up to a point of inflation. It is the greatest general economic policy threat to the sustainable economy. What you have to watch. The author is a professor of economic policy and admits that he struggled with the temptation to make this a very academic book. The degree of complexity and difficulty in understanding some of the theories will depend on the reader's existing level of understanding.